Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good to see all your smiley faces today. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been in your presence, so it's good to see you once again. Welcome back. I should say to myself, welcome back, since I haven't been here for a while. But welcome to Living Hope Wesleyan Church. It's a joy to be with you. Just over the last couple of weeks, we've been, family and I have been on vacation, out and about, and it's good to be back in worship with you, and just overjoyed and encouraged by just our time together of worship today. We have a QR code. If you would please use that to scan in and just let us know that you're worshiping with us today. But also, if there's an area for prayer requests, we would love it if you would please make sure that you fill out that area that has prayer requests, because we would love to be praying for you. Other things that we just want to encourage you about, talk to you about, and let you know about. If you are interested in tithing or in giving to the church, we have a box in the back that you can place your tithes and offerings in, or you can go to our website, LHWC.net, and you can tithe right there, and that would be greatly appreciated. And just a quick reminder about just our gratitude and our thanks for your willingness to continue to give to Living Hope. We are blessed by you and blessed by God, and so thank you so very much for that. Something that is on the horizon that we want to just inform you about and let you know about is that on July 30th, that is the fifth Sunday of July, and we do something special on those days, and we are going to have a picnic that particular Sunday. So bring some snacks and not snacks, bring food to share. And we will, the church will provide the main course, which will be some type of cookout food, which means that's burgers and dogs or something along those lines. And then if we can all bring in the other stuff, then that will just make a picnic of grand proportions, and we'll have fun. We'll play games in the backyard, and you can stick around as long as you want to. Hopefully the weather cooperates. If not, we'll play inside, and that'll be fine. And we'll have a good time doing that. But we want to get that on your calendar for July 30th, and that will be done after church. Also wanted to let you know that this Tuesday night, we are going to be having a little bit of a time with Dennis and Marianne Barnett. And I know I double booked something because our worship team has to do something here in the church. But Dennis and Marianne Barnett are missionaries that we support that are in the Twin Cities. And they're going to be here. It kind of popped up out of the blue, and they're just going to come and spend some time with those that are available. We're going to have them meet in the back classroom. We're in the hallway, and then the worship team can do what they need to do as far as practice and things like that here in the sanctuary. If you're available, we would love for you to come and be a part of that, to get to know them a little bit. But this is the first time in at least 10 years that we've had an opportunity to hear from them, and we'd love it if you are available. It'll be at 6:30, and I believe we're going to have some ice cream if you would like to indulge on some sugar, and we'd love for you to be a part of that. Today, we have a lot of things going on. We are going to be hearing from our team that just served this last week in a local mission trip, but we have other things that we need to be praying for today, so we're going to enter into a time of prayer, and I want to just invite you to do a couple of things. One, I want to invite you to be praying for the kids campers that are leaving tomorrow to go to kids camp. Pray for those two that are going to be at camp all week long, and then pray for the counselors that are going along with them from our church. And we're going to also pray for Nathaniel Thomas, who is at Tadpole Camp yesterday and today. That's our camp for our littlest kids. That's like kindergarten, first grade, something like that. And they get to hang out for like a day and a half, 2 days at camp. And so we want to pray for him as well, and his dad, Jacob, and all that. So let's just jump right into prayer, and let's just seek the Lord for these things. Father God, thank you so very much for your continued grace in our lives. We're grateful for all that you do. We're grateful that you love us the way that you do. And we are amazed at your perfect love for us. Your crazy love, that you would love us so much that you would send your son to this earth to live among us, to show us what true righteousness is all about and how to live a life that is to bring you glory. And then he made the most amazing sacrifice for us, doing what we could not do, dying on the cross and his blood being shed because he was the perfect Lamb of God. Thank you so very much for that. Because God, we realize that without that sacrifice, eternity would not be available. We are so very amazed and bring you great glory because of that sacrifice. So thank you, God, for that. Father, as we worship you today, may the cry of our heart be pleasing to you. May you be lifted up as you should, because you alone are worthy. Lord, this morning we pray for Nathaniel and Jacob as they are at Tadpole Camp and are just not only just enjoying everything that's going on, but enduring the fun of camp, but then also learning. Lord, I know that they are learning. I know that Nathaniel's mind is soaking in the things that you want to teach him yesterday and today. And I pray, Father, that he would grow and develop into a young man that just loves you with all his heart, mind, and soul. We pray for our two young ones, Ellie and Hannah, that are going to kids camp tomorrow. Lord, I pray not only for safe travels, but I pray for hearts that are open to hear from you, that will be molded and transformed for your glory and for your kingdom. May you use this time at camp to help them to see you and your face and what you have for them in their future. God, will you do great things in their lives? Will you also help them to just enjoy every aspect of the camp? Be with the young adults that are going along as counselors, our teenagers that are giving up about 4 days of their summer to go and to serve and to be counselors at camp. May you give them the strength that they need to endure, the patience that they need to spend time with kids, and may they have the words of wisdom that are necessary to guide when having conversations with the kids. God, will you use them for your glory and for your kingdom? And Lord, we also want to lift up to you our dear friend Kip Miller, as he's going to be relocating this week to Indiana. Lord, as he prepares to load all of his gear and all of his belongings and is going to Indiana to live and relocate and get a job and then in November get married, God, we love Kip and we lift him up to you. And we ask, Father, that you would not only prepare the way for him, but that you would answer all the requests that are before him. Future housing arrangements with him and his future bride. Pray that a job and an employment would happen in the very near future as well. Lord, we know it will. We know that you are working behind the scenes even now to provide for employment. But God, will you continue to work supernaturally for the things that he needs? We pray even now, Lord, for the future of him and Bailey as they're engaged and will be getting married in November. Lord, will you just continue to draw them close? Will you unite them? And in that day in November, Lord, will you utilize that day for their union and allow it to just be a glorious celebration? Not just them, but of you and what you want to do in their lives together. God, will you do these things? Will you protect? Will you guide? And Father God, will you just be the Lord over all these things that we have prayed today. We know that you are, but we need to offer them to you. And so that's what we do, God. And Father, as we worship you today, may our hearts be overwhelmed by your grace and your mercy. May we see your love in unique ways, and may we hear what you are doing in the lives of these teens that were able to be a part of the local mission trip. And Lord, I know that we would have loved to have many others join us. But at the same point in time, God, these are the ones that were able to. And I pray, Lord, that it would just encourage everybody in the room, those that are watching online, so that we might fall into their footsteps and be on mission just as they are. Thank you, God, for what you're doing and for how you are the Lord of our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to do a variety of sharing today. The sharing is the message today. So I hope you catch the big picture of what's going on. We've got a lot of things that we just want to talk about. We've got a variety of pictures that we want to share. But I do want to let you know that if you didn't know this, this church this last week became a campground of sorts for a bunch of teenagers that lived here in the building. And you wouldn't even know it when you walked in today, but there were people traipsing around and sleeping in the classrooms. And we just had a really unique and fun time. And we want to share that with you. So we want to highlight this by sharing a video with you. So let's watch this video. We're going to have you line up on this side over here, and then we got a couple of pictures that we're going to show as well. So this is the work that we did at Nixon. So let's go ahead and have this first slide. We did a variety of projects. Here's them transplanting and planting some stuff. Let's go to the next one. What's that? Picking up debris. Yeah. You get to hold the microphone because you're first. And next slide. This was in one of their gardens. And we'll talk about that and getting their daily vitamins, I guess. Next. And Evelyn, you can talk about that, okay? All right, let's go to that next one. We did some other painting for them. We'll talk about that as well. And Jeremiah's going to share what we were doing there. And next one. And there's Jenna doing some hard work. And those guys are posing. Lindsay was working. And these are some friends from Wisconsin that did a lot of work as well. So, and do we have any more? There we go. So, Josh, share with us what you have on the list that you want to talk about. Come up this way. There you go.
All right. So, one of the big things we did at Nixon was a lot of litter cleanup. Nixon is right around all these neighborhoods, like straight in the middle of it. So there's a lot of people walking through, and there's trash everywhere. So it was me, Jenna, Naomi, and Abigail, and then there was like three other people from Wisconsin that also helped out. And we went all over the entire property. They have a giant, like, renovated parking lot, kind of, for their playground with all sorts of games and stuff on the ground. So there was a lot of trash to clean up there. Fireworks, old food, like all sorts of stuff. So we just went around and picked it all up. And then there's kind of a trail that comes from the end of their playground all the way around and then wraps around to the building. So we went down there and picked up trash there for a really long time. But yeah, I did all sorts of stuff. So
excellent. Anything else you want to share with us?
I don't know. It was really cool to see because I didn't realize like how much each of us can help in the community that we're already in until I actually did it. And then I realized there's a real need for it. So
awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Let's pass on to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, what are you sharing with us?
So I'm gonna share about what happened in that one picture where they were cleaning the walls. So what they did was it takes about a week per room for the custodians to clean all those walls. And
what places were we in?
We were in the gymnasium and their lunchroom. So we went around and cleaned all those walls. And did those pull out and those were tables?
Yes.
So we cleaned all of those tables and they were like locked into the wall and it was neat. And we cleaned all of that off. And then we went into the gymnasium and we cleaned off all of the walls and the scuffs and the little food messes in the cafeteria. And for both of those rooms, it takes about a week for all custodians to clean everything off. And with all the helping hands that we had to work on all those walls and everything, we got that done in about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. It was really neat. We got a week's worth of work done in an hour, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And then they have a small little garden out front with a bunch of flowers. And it was a bit overridden with weeds. So we all worked to clean that up, and we weeded it out, and it looked a bit better by the time we were done. And you could see the flowers clearly. And, yeah, so since they didn't have much time to get that done, they were working on other stuff throughout the school. So we just spruced up their yard a little bit.
Excellent. All right. Evelyn.
So first of all, the picture you saw was in Uethika, which is a praying...
Hold on. You ran right over that word. Slow it down for us.
Uethika.
Anybody else try to say that one? Uethika. Okay, all right. What is that?
It's a praying mantis egg sac. So one of
that
the...
That sounds dangerous, is it?
No, it's not dangerous.
No? Okay, all right, good.
The babies are like this big, so... It's not dangerous.
Okay. All right.
But someone from Wisconsin, his name was Todd, he was trying to joke around and was like, hey, I have a flower for you. And I'm like, no, that's an uethika. And he's like, what? What is that? And so I was like, it's an uethika. It's a praying mantis egg sac. Nope. And so
I've got lots of questions,
what that picture
but we're
was about.
Keep on cruising. Yeah.
That was what the picture was about. But what we did at Nixon Elementary was we weeded and we cleaned up the playground. And for the playground, we painted tic-tac-toe areas, as you saw in some of those pictures, so that the kids could play tic-tac-toe on the asphalt pad. We also cleaned up a playground for the autistic kids. So we cleaned that up for them to make it all neat and clean. And we weeded around the building edges. And we also cleaned up near the sign because the decorative thorn bushes had taken over. So we cleaned those down and planted daylilies behind them. And we also transplanted the milkweeds from a different garden. And we also planted hosta near those, too.
Right. Will the milkweed all survive?
Hopefully, though.
Hopefully. Sometimes they just got pulled out and they snapped and there was no root, so we planted them anyways. We'll see if they take. We're not going to blame anybody, right?
No,
we're not going to do that. Anything else that you want to share about Nixon?
I don't think so.
Okay. Josh, Jeremiah, Evelyn, would you consider that this trip was a mission trip? When you think about it, it sounds like a service trip, but what's the difference between a service trip and a mission trip? Can you talk to us a little bit about that, one of you? I'm putting you all on the spot. Jeremiah, why don't you share with us?
So a service trip is doing work. That's just helping people. A mission trip, the way I see it is... like, you have a true reason, and that reason is the Lord, correct? So, and it also opens up an opportunity so that when anyone asks, why are you doing this? It opens up an opportunity to say, because I love Jesus. And then they ask, who's Jesus? And then it's just a world of opportunity to share to a new person and be a disciple, as the Bible calls us to do.
Excellent. Jeremiah, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Something happened when we got to Nixon, and do you remember what it was?
Okay.
We got to meet somebody. Do you remember what happened after that?
The principal?
Yeah, yeah.
So the principal met us at the beginning before we started working, and she asked if she could be a part of of our prayer before we started, and that was really neat. Shows that just us being a part of Nixon has affected her life in a very positive way that I saw. That's the way I saw it. So, yeah,
awesome.
It was really neat.
Can we show our appreciation to the teams? Excellent. I'll take the microphone. You guys can have a seat. Thank you, guys. Good job. Let's see. We have Lucas is going to come and share with us real quickly on some fly meals. Then Colin, Kylie, and Abigail are also going to come up and share as well. So all four of you at one time. So we'll have you guys talk, and then we'll show pictures afterwards, okay? So why don't you share with us?
All right. So on Wednesday morning at about like 9 o'clock, Chop, did you split like eight group? Like people?
Yes.
People in our, there was like, you split us like in groups of like two groups of eight, and half of our team went to Marion Methodist over by Highway 13. And we were doing Fly Meals, which is a program where churches are like, groups like get like these meals and they like package them and then they get them to school so that kids can have those for in the summer when they wouldn't usually get their meals. So me and like eight other people went to Marion Methodist and we started making we started an assembly line. So like we had our line and it was full of juice boxes, applesauce, like carrot sticks and like just like granola bars and stuff like that. So we could like put those in a bag. So like I would grab a bag, package it, and then pass it on to my mom and pass it on to Colin. And then it would like keep going through the line. So we did that for about an hour. And I think we made about 500 meals in an hour.
That's about right. Yeah.
So, that happens at like every single station. So I think there's five stations. So then 500 meals at each. So that's like 2,500 meals a day, five times a week. And it was just a really impactful experience, and me and Colin actually got to meet an intern at Marion Methodist who is a Linmar alumni, so he was a senior when we were freshmen, and we got to meet him, and it was really inspiring seeing that he was, like, doing, like, leading, like, this big challenge, and he's just, like, a few years older than me and Colin. So the other group was, while we were doing the assembly line, the other group was over across the lobby working by the kitchen, and they were making sandwiches, so they were, like, putting on the peanut butter and jelly, cutting the bread, and then packaging them. And overall, we knocked it out in like an hour.
Awesome. We'll show a couple of pictures. Okay, let's show a couple here. It didn't look like peanut butter and jelly, but that's okay. There we go. Okay, go ahead and have a seat. And then, Colin, you're going to share with us about some other opportunities that we had.
Yeah, so on Wednesday, we were able to go to the Fly Meals and help out with that. But the other group of people, they didn't go straight to Fly Meals. Where they went to was the Mission of Hope. And so for all you who don't know, the Mission of Hope is located near downtown Cedar Rapids and it intends to serve those in need. And while we were there, we were given plenty of opportunities to serve. For me, this was quite literal, as I was in charge of serving a disassembled shepherd's pie to everybody in line.
What was in that disassembled shepherd's pie?
I've never eaten shepherd's pie, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay, so what was the base?
It was like a ground beef, it appeared to be.
Okay. Some type of gravy.
There's some gravy.
Some vegetables.
Some vegetables.
Okay, and then there was some potatoes underneath, mashed potatoes.
And Lucas was in charge of putting the potatoes down, and I slapped the meat on top of the potatoes.
And it smelled really good.
It smelled fantastic, and everyone that I asked enjoyed it, and just it was awesome.
Okay, you keep on cruising.
Yeah. So while serving, I was able to meet around 40 new people and just ask how their day were going. And one group in particular that I remember was a group of construction workers who came in all happy, happy-go-lucky, smiles on their faces. And that was really encouraging to me because not only were they smiling, but it also helped me and I'm sure a lot of other people smile as well, which is a good thing. I was also able to meet a small family while we were there. And this kind of shook me to my core, because when I think of people going to get like free meals at like a place like the Mission of Hope, I think of somebody that's alone, or like somebody that just is going just by themselves. And what I saw completely flipped that narrative on its head. I saw a mother just making sure her kids had food and water to nourish their bodies while also trying to feed herself. Another thing that I noticed while at the Mission of Hope was the extremely like gratefulness of every person in line. I had countless people tell me and everybody else serving in line, thank you and God bless you while we were serving. And that was something that like when you go to like a public school, you don't always see that, like especially like in the cafeteria and stuff like that. Not everybody's grateful for food. And I think that has something to do with like that not everybody there knew like when their next meal would be coming, like most of everyone else here. Mm-hmm. The Mission of Hope truly opened my eyes, because the small things in life like getting a meal or just putting a smile on your face can really change the lives of people there. Not only did I feel like I was making an impact, I also saw other people's actions making an impact. Mike is one of the staff members at the Mission of Hope, and he works his tail off. He had been working for months trying to clean up this room. And then a group of girls, Lindsay, Olivia, Carson, and Isabel, a group of girls from both Living Hope and Spooner Wesleyan, decided that they were going to help him clean up. And this room was full of boxes and a bunch of clutter. And a one-man job was turned into five. And they weren't able to get it completely cleaned out. But I do know that Mike is greatly appreciative of the help. And I just... it gave me encouragement. I know it gave Mike encouragement. I'm sure it gave the rest of the people there encouragement just to keep working and keep helping out. Another reason I was encouraged was from meeting new friends at the Mission of Hope. While there, Pastor Chopper encouraged all of us to sit down and talk to somebody new. And Jenna, Lucas, and I were lucky enough to chat with two new friends, Bill and Penny. Bill and Penny expressed their gratitude through seeing tons of new faces, all full of smiles. They loved each and every one of our enthusiasms while serving, and the feeling of honest gratitude coming from both Bill and Penny really like brightened up my day and encouraged me to continue serving, continue doing what I was doing, because I'm making a difference. We're all making a difference in these people's lives. Another thing that changed my outlook on things actually came from another staff member at the Mission of Hope. A lady by the name of Stephanie is amazing. She's full of heart, full of energy. And the day that we were there, it was actually her birthday. She decided to, instead of celebrating herself like most people do on their birthday, to serve others. And this really like hit my heart, because I think she made the right decision. I believe she made the right decision, because the feeling that you get from seeing other people smiling, other people getting, like, just being filled with joy from what you're doing, making an impact on them, is greater than any gift you could ever receive, any trip you could ever go on. It's incredible, and I just think everybody should have the opportunity to do that. I'm going to wrap it up here.
You're doing great. You're doing awesome.
The Mission of Hope taught me so many things. It taught me how my new friend Penny loves to go kayaking, how Bill loves to ride his motorcycles in his free time, and how awesome it is to go up and talk to complete strangers. But what I truly learned from the Mission of Hope is to really push to love others. To see what you're doing in other people's lives is truly making a difference is something that before this mission trip I had never experienced before. It's something that I would love to continue to do, and I believe that everybody here should at least try or give it a chance to serve at some place like the Mission of Hope.
I didn't realize you're going to have four pages. That's impressive. That's impressive, bud.
Yeah, the Mission of Hope truly changed my outlook on things, because it's something that I didn't know if I'd ever see myself doing, And I'm really appreciative that I got the opportunity to do it. It's something I'd like to continue to do, something that, like I said, I think everybody else should try out, because seeing yourself making a difference in tons of other people's lives is greater than anything else that you can do.
Awesome. Thank you. Pass that on to Kylie. Kylie, talk to us about what you're going to share. Something unique, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wanted to start off by saying how thankful I am for being able to serve with all these people speaking today. Yeah. Along with our friends from Wisconsin that joined us, because I had an experience that was really eye-opening, which is due partly to serving at the Missions of Hope. And I've chosen to speak today about our experience engaging with the neighbors that come to eat there every day, because this experience really resonated with me, and I would love to tell all of you about it. So at the Missions of Hope, the staff and volunteers always refer to the people that come in as neighbors. They do this because all of the people are living in the area around the building and should be seen as friends rather than a client or a patron. They never refer to those coming in for relief as a client, because that sounds as if it's a business deal and it creates just a professional atmosphere. But instead, by calling them neighbors, they feel more welcome and equal, rather than the staff putting themselves above the neighbors by labeling them as clients. No one wants to think of themselves as less than another person, so I think it's super sweet that the Mission of Hope is so diligent at making sure that everyone feels so welcome and equal. The director also mentioned several times that their goal at the Missions of Hope is to lead with love. It's crucial that when volunteering there, you're first loving those around you with God's love and making sure that you're being intentional about loving everyone you come into contact with. All acts done at the Missions of Hope are acts of love, because everyone deserves to be loved and feel loved. I sat down at a table with three gentlemen, and one of them only spoke once. Although he said very little, he told me in his few words that the Mission of Hope is his favorite place on earth. And he said what they do there is so special to him, and it means so much to him, because the feeling he gets when he's in that building is so warm and so loving. And he told me that he plans that on giving back to this organization when he gets a chance, because it's done so much for him, and he's just so grateful that it exists. And after hearing from the other volunteers serving that day, many of them had experiences where they sat at a table with a neighbor or a few neighbors, and the neighbor was extremely quiet and didn't speak much, hardly at all. And they actually would seem annoyed that someone had sat down with them, and they were angry that we were trying to interact with them. So others spoke very little and chose to just eat in silence. But when getting up to leave, they showed appreciation for the company by saying goodbye or saying to have a blessed day. And although they didn't say much, this shows how much the company meant to them, even though it was just sitting and eating in silence. Having another person just in your presence can do so much, because it's an act of love that just lessens the feeling of loneliness and is so simple and easy to do. Sometimes you don't even have to speak yourself and just be like a listening ear for someone, because another man that I sat down with, he didn't talk much at first, but after talking to the table for a while, he slowly started to get more comfortable and he chose to engage more in the conversation. After talking for a while, he told me that usually people don't include him in conversations, and he was glad that today he was being included. Eventually, the other two gentlemen sitting at the table left, and it was just me and this guy, and his name was Fred. He started talking about his life and the things he's done, and we ended up sitting and talking for probably over an hour. I didn't even have much to say at all. Like, he just was telling me all of his stories, and I just got to be a listening ear for him, which was really special, because a lot of people that go there don't really get that all the time. And so doing acts of service like this is just so easy, and it's so rewarding, and it can improve the lives of those you're helping so greatly. So even though it may seem small, it can mean the world to them. And if you guys ever want to volunteer anywhere, I definitely recommend the Missions of Hope, because it's just such a nice experience, and I'm definitely excited to be able to go back and serve even more people.
Awesome. Thank you, Kylie. And it seriously was over an hour that Kylie was sitting down with Fred. Right, Fred. Yeah. And I had numerous Mission of Hope leaders that were saying, she's still sitting with him. Came back, still sitting with Fred. Fred is known as being a little bit of a curmudgeon, and Kylie was not fazed, and she just continued to persevere, and I can tell that you actually enjoyed it. Yeah. Naomi's going to, you're not Naomi, you're Abigail. I caught it really fast, really fast. Abigail is going to share with us about the construction workers that Colin mentioned about. So tell us about these gentlemen.
Yeah, so it's they're called the Hope CDA, and they first came through the line when we were serving, you know, wearing the neons and the work shorts, and they were like, hey, we're a Christian-based, like, construction company. It's nice to meet you guys. Thanks for serving us today. And we were like, oh, that's cool, but we didn't really know the full story, and so Chopper got to talk with someone who knows more about that, and he told us later when we got back to the church and explained it to us. So basically it's a Christian rehabilitation program for 1 year, for men out of addiction or incarceration, and they give them, jobs in construction mainly for vocational skills, fixing, you know, little things, learning all the skills so that, once they come out of this program, they can get a job. But then they also do intense biblical training for that 1 year to hopefully, you know, turn their lives around and give them a solid foundation. So that was really cool. We learned about that later. But just there's so many different kinds of people and organizations in this city willing to help in different ways for different kinds of people who need help. And that was really cool to me. We also learned some more things about Mission of Hope. They had a back storage room, and we might see it in the pictures in a minute, but with all this pantry food that was donated, and so they told us they get a lot of food donated by Casey's, Starbucks, Quick Star, Hy-Vee, McDonald's, and Chick-fil-A, and we spent a lot of time there. Some of us got there earlier, and when we got there, we're like, what are you doing? And they told us they were scratching out barcodes so they can give out the food, but people can't sell it so that they can actually, you know, use it and eat it. It was really cool because they had storerooms full of canned food and baked goods. And we went back into this little storage area, and the lady's like, we got to move some of this up to the front. Like, we have space for it now. And it was really cool to see all those donations. But another thing we learned was they have a lot less people coming in for meals at the beginning of the month than at the end because their food stamps and things like that run out. And so we were there kind of in the middle of the month, but their numbers vary depending on, you know, what the need is. And I thought that was really interesting, something I never, you know, had to worry about or think about. So,
yeah. Awesome. Thank you. Let's give appreciation for these that are sharing about the Mission of Hope. Thanks, guys. Let's run some pictures. So I think I got a couple here. There's the line that we were serving the food through. Oh, these are dishwashers. They stayed there practically the entire time and cleaned every single dish, and there was plenty of them. So congratulations. Way to go to our dishwashers. More serving. There's Kylie talking with Fred. Yeah, and there's others. You missed them in the video, but thanks, guys. Go ahead and have a seat. Let's invite up Jenna and Naomi. And Jenna and Naomi are going to share with us about the opportunities that we had to serve here at Living Hope. When we were planning this trip, one of the things that I wasn't quite sure what we would do or how we would do it was that every time I was connecting with an organization, because of the group size, the organizations were a little concerned about keeping 20-some people busy and active. So I got a few no's. And I was talking to our friends from Wisconsin, and they said, well, that's fine. What can we do at the church? And I'm like, but hold on, we want to be out in the community. And they said, part of our hope is to serve you guys. So let's, if we can, let's do some things around. And so we tackled a lot of things. So you guys are going to share with us some of those. Who wants to go first? All right. Jenna defers.
Okay, so a lot of what we did, well, actually all what we did was outside. So one of the things, so Josh and Jeremiah worked on building a fire pit right back over there by the patio, which we've never had one before. So
that way?
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, that way. It's like over there.
Right there.
Yeah, so they built it on the patio, and they were very thorough. They rearranged the bricks about 7 different times so they could get it just right. And then so that we could have firewood for the fire pit, there's a big pile of firewood that a few of us moved and put right back over there, right?
Yeah,
okay, right back over there by the fire pit. And then there was a big line of bushes, and we clipped and pulled a lot of weeds in front of that. There were, like, trees growing, random kinds of weeds that were not supposed to be there, so we got all those out that we could. And then there was a giant pile of debris that you probably saw in the video. It had a lot of, like, big branches and weeds, and so we got, like, pretty much all of that out, filled about 2 trailers with that. And then most of the dirt they dug out, they, like, spread it out in different places that had, like, ruts and different stuff like that so that it could be used elsewhere. And then the tricky part about the debris pile was there were a lot of bees flying around. So we were trying not to get stung but still get the work done.
And so I don't think anybody did get stung, right?
I don't think
even
so.
Even when we sprayed them.
Yeah, I think we were okay. Yeah.
That's good. I didn't hang around there. I'm slightly allergic, and I didn't want to. So I walked away quickly. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, but it was really cool because the Wisconsin people were helping out a lot with that. And there was just a lot of work that needed to be done. And we got pretty much all of it done, which is really great. So.
Awesome. Thank you. Pass it on to Jenna. All right, Jenna, what do you got for us?
Okay, so Abigail and I, we were painting the pantry.
Got to keep it in front of you.
We painted the pantry out in the front where, like, the where we put the food in for other people who is in need.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay and Aurelia painted the yellow step out in the front entrance.
Yep.
And Colin, Lucas, and Dalton painted the fence standing, the fence dumpster.
Yep, the dumpster. Very
right
good,
back
yep.
There. Also, we did the garden. We pulled out the weed so much.
There was a before and after picture in the video of the garden, and it was overrun by weeds, and quite a few of them were gone. Yeah.
So, Marcy and Carson were there the whole time, but when I was done painted, I went back there and helped them, and it was so hot that my back was burning.
Your back was burning?
Yeah,
yeah,
it felt
okay.
Like it burning.
Yeah. Can I interrupt you for a second? Do you remember the wonderful biblical color that we painted the pantry bin? I'm really pumped about it, okay? Do you remember what color it was?
It's like a reddish.
It's a reddish color, but it has a specific name. Naomi remembers.
Burning bush.
Burning bush red.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that just sound awesome? To me, it's cool. All right, continue
but,
on.
But I told Abigail it looked like a bloody paint.
a paint yeah. That looks like blood, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then she told us that somebody from our church visited Jeremiah, they were gone for the rest of the day, so we thought, oh, someone from our church or somebody from the Wisconsin people, like, actually killed him.
Oh, my goodness. That's we can't start rumors like that, Jenna. We still like Jeremiah. Jeremiah just disappeared. Well,
yeah.
He went on vacation. He's okay. We still
yeah.
Like him.
Yeah.
All right. What else did we do?
And then we painted around. And then Dan Todd, Tapa, Nuke, and Dalton did the brick inside of the...
The front of the building right up here, yeah. Clean that up a little bit.
So they did. So I feel glad that we took our time to come and help out with our community. Better to like try to know other people, try to get to know their backstory, and we help like at the lunch, then at the Mission of Hope.
Mm-hmm.
So like I feel like I have like a purpose to help other for what they need or like understand their story if they want to tell me or like what they need. I love to see the smiles on people after they coming in saying hi to us or we help them or just listen to them.
That's awesome.
And then I'm glad that we have our Wisconsin friends help out at our community too by giving us a extra hand at the Nexon Fires, Living Hope, the Mission of Hope, and our church.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you. You guys can have a seat. We got a couple of pictures of what we did here at the church. Do we got a couple of slides? That was a big pile that we removed back there. Working hard painting. Oh, that's in the wrong spot right there. There we go. We're back. Okay, so we have Lindsay is going to come and share with us about our friends from Wisconsin, and then Lucas is going to share with us about our theme. So Lucas, come back up. I messed Lucas's timing up. He was supposed to share at one time, but we told him, hey, you get to go twice. He's not too happy with me about that. Lindsay, share with us about our friends from Wisconsin.
Okay, so this week, Living Hope partnered with a church from a small town in Wisconsin, Spooner, Wisconsin, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And partnering with them gave us like opportunities to make new friends, play fun games, as well as gaining encouragement from each other. And the people from Wisconsin were unlike any other people I've met at any church event because they were just so down to earth. They were in love with God. They always had positive things to say. And they just really pushed me to do my best this week. And I don't think Chopper could have picked a better church to partner with to encourage us throughout this week. And I thought that was really awesome. And one way we gained that encouragement was through what we call positive prayer partners. And positive prayer partners work as you have a person that you pray for throughout the entire day. You can pray for encouragement. You can pray for personal things that you might know that are going on in their lives. Just pray for them to do really good throughout the day and have an awesome time. And how that worked was in the morning, we get up from breakfast, or we get up from sleeping, and then we go to breakfast. And while we were getting our food, we had a little table in the hallway, something like mm-hmm. that, where we picked up our food. And while we were getting our food, there would be a little bowl at the end of the table where you pick out a name, and whatever name that you picked out was the person that you pray for throughout the day. And that was really awesome to see people like really getting into that and praying. And I don't know, it was just cool to see also the encouragement that came out of that, because at the end of the night, we did one night where we really went in depth about how it turned out with our prayer partners. And it was really awesome to hear about how encouraging everybody felt, and not only how everybody else felt, but also how I felt learning that there was somebody praying over me and somebody encouraging me throughout the day. And for positive prayer partners, you don't only have to pray over them. You can also encourage them throughout the day, talk to them, maybe say, hey, you're doing so awesome. I'm so proud of you. Like, you're really helping out. You're making a difference. And I thought that was really cool. And it was really awesome to see just God's hand through all of that, working to, like, I don't know, help all of us. It was really awesome to see God working through everyone this week.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Pass it on to Lucas.
I'm going to give you guys the spiritual side now.
Because that matters. It matters a lot. Okay? But so, along the way, we've seen a lot of cool things that God was doing, right?
Yeah. So, okay. So every single day, near the end of the day, we would have what we called chatting with Chopper. And it's when he'd give us like his little like mini sermons. And our story for the week was the Good Samaritan, and it makes sense because of like how the story rolls out. And we had like three key Bible points, and that was to act justly, love mercy, and to walk humbly. And every single night, Chopper would pick one, and he would choose that one to be like the one that we would like go over and like dive in depth into. And I remember specifically for like act justly, we played a game called Unfair Trivia. So it was to learn how to not act justly. And then we would dive deep into like every single topic, and then I don't know about everybody else, but I would use that topic to like I would use it like in my working like for the next day at like the event we were at. So like it would like kind of like tie into like what I was doing like personally. And like our theme was to be on mission, and it was kind of like be on mission like in itself is like easy to like comprehend, but our leaders were like turning it into a way of like saying like not just being on mission, but like seeking, like it was like you can like volunteer, but like seeking to like help people, like not just like being there, not just like going through the motions, but like asking people like how can I help more and like how can I do more with what I'm doing currently. And the leaders that we had, Chopper, Andrea, Todd, Marcy, Marsha, and Dan, they inspired me personally because I didn't like fully comprehend what like to be on mission was at first, but then I started seeing it like right away at Nixon on the first day. They were just going out of their way to help people, and their work ethic and kindness was just mind-blowing. Yeah.
Awesome. Anything else?
No.
All right. Sounds good. Let's show our appreciation to these two. Good job. Andrea, you're up. Yeah, you get a microphone. Your favorite thing in the world.
I know, right? Didn't they do a good job? Can we give them another round of applause? You guys did so good. So good. So we cannot do ministry without people and help. It takes a village to do ministry. So I just want to run through what is happening here.
Okay. I don't know.
I just want to run through a few thank yous, because a lot of you helped out throughout the whole week. And we couldn't have done it without you. So to those of you who came last Sunday night and helped rearrange the sanctuary and rearrange the classrooms, move tables and chairs, cover up windows, carry out couches and more couches and more couches. We have so many couches in that room. Thank you. Thank you. There's lots. Okay, hold on. Let's save it till the end, because there's lots. Thank you to those who also came and helped prep food. On last Sunday night, we had people come and help prep two different kinds of breakfast sandwiches and breakfast burritos. So then in the mornings, we could just throw them in the oven and we could just eat breakfast. It was so nice. And so they came on Sunday night and helped prep that food. And we started at 6, and at 7:05, we were done. And it was so awesome to just be done with all of that. So thank you. Thank you to those of you who let us borrow your fans and your rakes and shovels and clippers and hand saws and wheelbarrows and dump trailers and many other things. You just willingly let us use your things throughout the week. Thank you. Thank you to those people that I called throughout the week. I need an onion. Bring me an onion. I need some tomatoes. Thank you, Lorraine. I need some tomatoes. I called someone like, our dump trailer is full. Can you go dump it so we can then add more to it? That was just awesome, or else we wouldn't have a place to put the rest of the stuff.
Right.
So they left their job to come and dump the trailer and bring it back so we could use it again, which is awesome. Thank you for all those that helped with meals. So on Tuesday morning, one of the leaders from Wisconsin stayed back here, and she made us three amazing pans of lasagna. Were they not amazing? They were so good. But we needed somebody to bake them. So I called someone up, and they came at 4 o'clock, and they stayed here and put them in the oven and watched them while we were all off showering because we were smelly and gross. So they baked the lasagnas, and we had people come in and grill burgers and dogs. We had somebody pick up pizza for us and maybe ate a piece of pizza on the way here. Did you eat a piece, Rich? Yes. Okay, there was a piece missing. Sorry. I was hoping it was you.
That's hilarious.
Do you not know that?
Oh, yeah. I think I did, but I forgot.
It was Rich. Thanks for those who donated scotch roux and ice cream and pie and many other desserts for us. The kids had hearty appetites, and so it was good to have all that food.
We underestimated a couple of times.
We did.
Yeah,
we did.
They just ate like
and
no
ate.
Other.
That's good. They worked hard.
Can I interrupt for a second? Because I'm thinking about something. Those that dropped off tools and things like that, they are in the
first office.
Yeah. First room on your left as you come in the building. Please take them with you today. We want them.
And fans.
Fans, yeah. Tools, things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Thank you to the missions committee and the church overall who said yes to us to rent a van and to fund that, because it was super nice to be able to have one big 15-passenger van for everybody to jump into and not have multiple vehicles and do we have everybody, and we just get in the van and are you here, and it was nice. So thank you for that. Thank you to the parents who trusted us with your children. I told myself I wouldn't get emotional. But you really should be proud, because your kids have a heart of gold. They have tender hearts for the kingdom. And this is the future of our church. And they brought it this week. You should be really proud.
Yep.
Really proud. And finally, thank you to all of you who prayed, because you know we can't do ministry without prayer. So thank you for those who prayed once or prayed throughout the whole week. We needed your prayers because we were exhausted and our hips were sore from sleeping on air mattresses. But it was well worth it, and we felt your prayers throughout the week. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Wow. Last thoughts, and then we'll sing together, is this. Your kids, your teens that were here absolutely rocked it. I was told by the folks at Mission of Hope that Living Hope was their favorite group that they've had all summer. Not because they did the most work, but because they were the most loving. And they just went out above and beyond themselves. The principal told me something that I just want to share with you, and then I'll be done. Last year, before the school year started, it was the principal, the secretary, and their husbands that went into the yard of their school and tried to clean up. They tried for a couple of days to clean up. Our kids did it in one day and probably knocked off about 17 things off their list. And they are overwhelmed by it. So keep up praying for our kids. Keep up praying for Nixon Elementary and our impact there. The fact that the principal wanted to pray with us just blew me away, that she cares that much and recognizes the spiritual impact that is happening there is just super cool. This is a principal and a public school that wants to pray with kids from the mission trip. That is simply amazing. So thank you so very much. It was a joy. Our kids are awesome, and we look forward to the future of what God is going to do, not only in their lives, but what God is going to do in your lives because of them. Because God is a God of mission. We used to have it on our old doors. Some of you didn't know this, but the old doors were creaky and were going to fall apart. And we decided to put new ones in. And on that window said, "You are entering the mission field." And that is never more true than right now, that the moments you step out of these doors, you are entering a mission field that needs Jesus. And we need to be on mission. We have to, in order for the kingdom to advance. So for this next year, from now until now next year, let's be on mission. Let's be focused on what God wants to do. Sherry, will you have the team come and let's just praise God together. Let's stand and let's worship him because he's worthy. Amen. Amen. Amen.